WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Chronicles of You by the Dream Syndicate, right here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Noah.
It is Christian and Noah in the studio again today. So just giving you a little update on the morning show team. So Raven has graduated. She's got her own show now. What the heck?
So fast.
So she is doing, she's now got the show Grunge FM, which plays grunge music on Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so that's what she's doing. And Asher's out right now dealing with some health stuff, which whenever he gets back, I'm sure he'll tell us all about that. Yeah. But so thoughts and well wishes to Asher. So sending good vibes and everything. get well soon. This past week, was Halloween. Ooh, spooky. Me and Christian did a fun little Halloween hour on the actual Halloween. We played some Halloween music.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we might have to play a little bit today.
We might.
We might have to play the Monster Mash or something in a second here. But so Halloween, on actual Halloween, I feel like I didn't really do anything that was Halloween-y.
Yeah, like everything was on Halloween for me.
I know. That's the way that it went. So I was not on my costume game this year. I was just behind on things. So I the most I did, like, both times I was, like, coming from work. One time I just had to, like, I was wearing a black pants and a white shirt, and I was like, I'm a zebra. What about you, Christian?
Let's see. So I went to a date party, and me and my date went as Cosmo and Wanda. So that's one costume. We had the morning show Weezer costume.
Yes. There we go. Yes, which we won the costume contest for.
Handily, I might add.
Yes, yes.
And then I had a David Bowie costume.
All right.
And then kind of a risque 50s country singer.
Okay. So we might have to, if we've got any picture of those, we might have to post them at the end of the show today. But we're gonna keep you posted on that. And you know what? Actually, let me see on this. Let me see if I can find I know. It's so sad. Like the we play so much music leading up to these holidays, and then whatever it, like, the day after the actual day, then it's like, nope, we're done now. But let me see if I can hang on here. Wait, Christian, yep. Talk a little bit about more about some of these Halloween parties you went to.
So, it wasn't technically a Halloween party. It was just a date party Dynamic does. It was pretty fun. It was Thursday. Friday it wasn't a Halloween party, but I went to a party. It was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And then, now, Saturday and Sunday, I didn't do something super Halloween-y. There were some Halloween bits included.
Yeah.
But I had retreat, NMC retreat for APO, and it was so much fun. We went up to Camp McDowell. It was, about an hour and a half north, if y'all have never been. It's a Navajo.
Yeah.
And it was an absolute hit. It was great.
That's great. Great, great. And we might have to hear a little bit about that later. But for now, on the morning show, we got the Monster Mash for you, keeping your Halloween going just a little longer. This is 90.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The Cure with the Love Cats. Kind of like that song. That's a fun little one, a little jazzy one. This is 90.7 The Capstone. And what show is this, Christian?
It's the morning show.
It is indeed. Good morning. And so I think we're going to take a quick Crimson White news break. The Crimson White is where we get all our news here at the Student Office of Student Media. Christian, what's going on today?
X-tree, read all about it. Cross country sweeps 2020 SEC championships. This was last Friday. On Friday, the Alabama men's and women's cross country teams swept the SEC team championships in Oxford, Mississippi. This was the first time in program history that the Crimson Tide swept the SEC team championships. The women's team managed to score a dominant 36-point victory to claim their title, 38 points in second place Arkansas. And the women had four runners in the top seven, with Mercy Chalangat, Hilda Olamomoy finishing second and third, and the victory was ultimately capped off by 19th place finish from Elka Mackin.
Shout out to them.
Indeed. And that's our third overall and first title for the SEC since back-to-back wins in 86 and 87.
Okay, so this is the first win in a while.
In a good while, since Bill Curry was coaching football here.
Gee whiz, because that would have been like 35 years ago. So
literally, it's, yeah.
Who's the coach? Did you say who's the coach right now?
Dan Waters.
Dan Waters. Okay, so shout out to Dan Waters for getting us the win, and shout out to all the runners for running fast and hard.
Indeed. And this is also the fourth men's title in program history and the first since 09, so it's been 13 years since we've won a men's title.
Yeah, so it sounds like we got a good we're getting a good cross country team. I'm taking I just signed up for, because I just registered for classes, I signed up for a running class because I needed a 1-credit-hour class. So we're gonna see how that goes. But so Crimson, shout out to Crimson White, get where we get all our news and views, and you can see them too, crimsonwhite.com. Here is Tame Impala with Mind Mischief.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Howdy, howdy. You just heard Leather Daddy on 90.7, the Capstone. Now, on the morning show, here's the weather.
The weather.
It currently feels like 58 degrees. Or it's 58 degrees, feels like 60. And it's sunny. The high for today is 80, feels like 82. And pleasant with clouds and sun, with our low tonight being 53, feels like 52. But it'll be clear tonight at least. So yeah, good mild weather for today.
Mm-hmm. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. I was looking at this little news story. I like this headline. This headline attracted me. It said, astronomers, shout out to them, find a fluffy planet with the density of a marshmallow.
Mm.
So they found this planet out in the solar system. It's about the size of Jupiter, so some scientists out in Arizona were looking for it. It's about 580 light years from Earth, so pretty far. But so there's this planet that is the density of marshmallows, so very light. If they set it in a big bathtub, it would float.
You know what Dean Martin said?
What's that?
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
There you know. Yeah, it's a good thing that planet is far away, because if it tasted like a marshmallow as well as being the density of one, you know I would be eating it. maybe that's just a little something to brighten your day. Just imagine, even though I don't know if this is actually true, but just imagine there's a giant marshmallow planet out there, and you're just like, you know what? It is a marshmallow world.
Yeah.
So this is the morning show. Stay tuned. Next break, it's time to celebrate the day. But right now, we're going to play The Smile by Free in the Knowledge by The Smile. This is 90.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Persona by Praises right here on 90.7 WVUA, the morning show. Good morning, good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Yes,
buddy.
It is indeed. And you know what? This morning starts off a great morning because it's a new day, and we think every day is worth celebrating. And today, it is National Look for Circles Day. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So we went around the studio. We looked for circles. We took pictures of them. And Christian, what do you think was the most exciting picture that you took of some circles that you found?
Let's see. We got...
I took one of a trash can that I thought was pretty interesting.
I took a picture of the candy bucket out front. That was fun.
Okay. Saw a circle there.
And, of course, the winning pumpkin from the pumpkin contest.
Yes.
Has a few circles on it. Radio.
So, so there are circles all around. Let me tell you a little bit about this, the history of this day. Or what this day is all about. So look for here. I'm reading this right from the website. Look for Circles Day is an opportunity to take your kids out and spend time looking for circles. Hey, wait a second. Look for Circles Day is a great way to encourage kids to look for shape in the world around them, but it's also great for encouraging children to pay more attention to their surroundings. Wait a second. We're not kids.
Yeah.
Hey, we're adults. So I don't know about this. I'm now starting to doubt whether this holiday is for us. But we did look for circles, and I guess we'll post our favorites on Instagram at the end of the show. But I was looking this up. Oh goodness, I was looking at. We were wondering Whenever people are lost, do they actually walk in circles? And the answer is yes. It says, as long as there are no landmarks to guide you, so imagine you're just in the woods, and everything's looking the same, people really do go around and around in circles. So I'm sure it's not like a perfect circle if you traced it out, but in general circles, people tend to go around. So that is... I guess that's actually true. So I don't know what it is about humans that they do that. They just want to go in circles. But imagine if it was so strange if people went in squares. That would be even goofier.
That would be sillier.
We've got today is we're celebrating a new holiday. Every Wednesday is Weezer Wednesday. Woo! Weezer Wednesday. Wait. Let's head together. 3, 2, 1.
Weezer Wednesday.
And so today, in this hour, we're playing "Stand by Me" by Weezer from their Teal album. So I hope you enjoy this. Let's get to some Weezer.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Howdy, howdy. That was Sugar Died by St. Paul and the Broken Bones on 90.7 WVUA-FM, the Capstone Morning Show.
Ooh, the morning show. Good morning, good morning. If you're, whether you're a toad, a fish, or a frog, it's a good morning.
Indeed.
And so now it is time to, we're a music station, we just played some music, and now it is time to highlight some new music. They just, shout out to Alice and the music team, they just put in some new music this, yesterday, so we have got some new music to highlight, from Duckworth, that Christian is going to tell us a little bit about.
11:30, so, my thoughts on this. I really enjoyed the beat, it had a good beat, it had some good synth to it, also really pretty vocals, and, you know, easy to remember lyrics, too.
Good to do. What would you say is, like, the genre of this song?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Honestly, there's, like, I don't know the genre. It's kind of poppy, kind of indie, kind of I don't know.
Because I feel like in Duckworth's, historically, has done, like, a lot of, like, some of the songs I know are very, like sort of, like, rap and hip-hop. Yeah, so does this seem a little different from that?
A little. There's a lot of... It's still kind of got like a good little rap, like kind of snap track, clap track. But then like, there's also the beat kind of is lo-fi-ish. It's hard to describe, but it's really good.
Okay, all right.
I enjoyed it.
So we'll take a listen to this 11:30 by Duckworth. We'll get right to it.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
With Runner's High right here on 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah, and this is the morning show, as you know, if you've been listening. And it's time to talk a little bit about an event that we're excited about. Christian, what's an event that you're excited about?
I'm excited to go see a production of Othello this weekend.
Okay. Got a little Shakespeare going on.
Indeed.
Where is that going to be taking place?
It's We Happy Few Theaters putting it on. It's at Turbo on the 4th and 5th. Or no, is it the 5th and 6th?
4th and 5th.
4th and 5th. Okay, so that's Friday and Saturday.
They're going to be doing...
At 8 o'clock.
Both days. Gonna
both
be,
days, yep, 8 p.m.
So I might have to go and see. It looks like it's going to be about $10. You can pay ahead or at the door to see Othello. So... I mean, I might need to go see some Shakespeare, get a little cultured. So that is an event that we're excited about. If you want to see more details about that, it's going to be on our events calendar. Go check it out right now on our website, wvuafm.ua.edu. Or if you go to our Instagram, just click on website in the link in bio, and it'll take you right to it. So we've got sort of rounding out the hour, Soft Cult with Uzumaki right here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
It's about up to 61 right now. Yeah, going to get up to about 78, 80, something like that today. Doesn't look like we're going to have any rain today.
No, sunny most of the day, and I think when the high is going to be out, it's going to be pleasant and cloudy. That's what AccuWeather says.
Okay, okay. So that'll be nice. Rain maybe a little bit on the weekend, but for the next couple of days, looks good. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. Christian's got a little positive affirmation to help start off your day.
Indeed. Well, you know, we love the performing arts around here.
We do indeed.
And so the daily affirmation is that it's going to be taken from Rodgers and Hammerstein's groundbreaking musical, Oklahoma. So the chorus for Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I just was listening to it on the way here, and I'm like, that's a great affirmation for the day. So, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Here's your affirmation for the day, folks.
Take that with you. Put it in your pocket. We've got Buffalo Springfield with Mr. Soul coming up next. And stay tuned for more Celebrating the Day news, all sorts of things on the morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
With the greatest right here on 90.7 WVUA. We're doing the morning show with you today, and Christian, tell me a little bit about what was going on with you this past week. What was big?
Ooh, okay, so a big thing this weekend. It was Saturday and then Sunday morning. I had retreat. So I'm a new member candidate in APO.
Nice.
You're a former new member candidate yourself. And we had retreat for new member candidates up in Camp McDowell in Nauvoo. I discussed it a little last hour, but it was a ton of fun. There was a lot of bonding, a lot of fun activities. Learned my Greek alphabet.
There you
know
go.
That now. Well, I already knew it, but, you know, went over that. There was some fun stuff with Shakespeare. There was it was just a lot of fun, a lot of fun activities, a lot of bonding with my fellow NMCs, and I met some new members. Well, some members I hadn't met before, which was really cool.
Always fun
made
to
some new friends.
To meet
it was a good
people.
Time.
Yeah, so we got so doing some Shakespeare. We got Othello going on this weekend. A couple performances of that, and then also you had Shakespeare last weekend. It's just like Shakespeare all the time.
It is.
Have you ever been in a performance of Shakespeare?
I have not actually. I kind of want to be at some point in my life, and I feel like it'd be fun.
Yeah, I went to it's kind of like an arts high school, and so like it was a small school, but we were required to perform. And like that, you had to get like a performing credit, so you had to be like in a play.
Yeah.
And so I think I was in Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that's fun.
I can't remember who I was. I think I was one of the friars or whatever.
Oh,
So yeah, so that was the thing. But yeah, so good things going on this weekend, and more stuff going on next weekend. We're gonna be telling you about some events in just a minute here that we're looking forward to, but first, we got to celebrate today. Forgot to play it a second ago, but it's Weezer Wednesday. Actually,
Weezer Wednesday!
That's what it is. We like to highlight the best band in the world. The best band ever made, I think.
Right.
Better than the Beatles, ? It's Weezer. And so we have been building up our Weezer catalog, and we're playing you a Weezer song every hour here on the Wednesday Morning Show. In this hour, we've got all my favorite songs by Weezer, and all my favorite songs are by Weezer.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Never Stay for Love by Weevil on the morning show. This is 90.7 The Capstone, and I'm here with Christian. My name is Noah. We're vibing out this morning. We're having a great show, and it's just been the two of us today, but stay tuned. We're going to have a couple guests on next week, so I'm sure you'll want to tune in next Wednesday for the morning show. We're going to take a quick Crimson White news break. We're going to go to the culture desk. I think we've got an article from Brandon Smith. What is this all about, Christian?
Okay, so about 3 weeks ago now, the week of Saturday, October the 15th, Moundville had its 34th annual Native American Heritage Festival.
All right.
Indeed. And this article, it's all about, it's called Moundville Native American Festival, Remembering the Past, Hope for the Future. Now, I actually went to that on the 15th. It was
okay.
A really good time. It was really culturally enriching, and it was, I learned a lot. Now, This has some good interviews. This is a quote by William Daniel Isaac, a member of the Mystic Wind traveling dance troupe, on the importance of Moundville. He said its import is to share the medicine. And he said, why we're doing it is we're promoting our culture, but at the same time, we're teaching the next generation of young people. Let people know and be aware that we're still here. And it discusses how in sharing and in showing traditions with others, William Isaac's people are healed from the torture and trauma their ancestors endured at the hands of settlers through performing different types of dances, social warrior or animal dances. Isaac honors his past while also exposing children to a culture they share with him. It's essential to him that no part of Native American culture is lost to the wind anymore.
That's great. So great time celebrating and just this Native American culture.
Indeed.
So that was great that you were able to go. If you want to see more details about this article, more of these interviews, and for yourself, crimsonwhite.com is where we get all our news and views. And now we've got some more music for you. It's a Sunset Honor Unit with Agnosis.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
You know him, you love him. It's the 1975 here on 90.7 The Capstone. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, though.
We are talking a little bit about some of the events we're excited about. I wanted to tell you one I'm excited about, which is the LSU Watch Party. So it's going to be going on this Saturday. They're going to have a free food and maybe some free giveaways, while supplies last type situation. So I'm going to make sure to be there early. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be this Saturday, 1 hour before kickoff. So I think kickoff's
at 7, I'm pretty
7,
sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, night game.
So I'm pretty excited to see that, and for all the details, Christian, if you want to go check them out, they're on our website, events calendar. Click on the events calendar tab, and you can see that and many more fun events that are going to be going
on.
So what's your prediction as far as the game this weekend?
Ooh, prediction. Well, first off, happy LSU Hate Week,
mm-hmm.
and Roll Tide. I got Alabama, 52, Loser State University, 35.
Okay.
So a real barn burner.
Yeah, I'm predicting that we'll get at least a few baskets. So I'm looking forward to that. But more that event and more on our website, wvuafm.ua.edu. Or you can just look up 90.7 The Capstone and click on our events calendar. Here is Brooklyn to Brookline by the Scone Cash Players.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
You just heard To the Ground by Jordan on 90.7. WVUA-FM, The Capstone.
The Capstone.
The morning show.
We're almost out of minutes here on the morning show, but before we go, we want to make sure to plug some of our new music. Woo, new music. We got new music every week, courtesy of Alice and the music team. Shout out to them. And so we talked about some music earlier, and I want to highlight this new song. It's it's the artist Upchuck, their new song Face Card, from the album Sense Yourself. And we're playing it, so you may hear it on the station, but you're going to hear it right now. It's Alice described it as a surf rock melody with fun lyrics, faster tempo. Then it's just got a pretty fast tempo.
Yeah.
So
fun.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited to hear this song. Upchuck is an artist that I've been tracking for a minute. So sort of excited to see to hear this. So we're gonna play this song. Thanks for tuning in to 90.7 The Capstone, the morning show this morning. Stay tuned for next week. We got lots of fun things coming up then. So here we go. Here is Face Card. So, happy Day of the Dead. Have a good morning.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.